Nagasena looks for a way into the building, eventually finding a rope-hinged doorway of nailed timbers and sheet metal. He pauses as he enters, letting his eyes adjust to the dim light. Stairs lead to a broken landing, upon which sits an ill-fashioned ladder of metal struts and baling twine. Swiftly he ascends, knowing he does not have much time, until mistrust seals the girl's lips. The floor above is a crumbling permacrete slab, divided into myriad living spaces by struts of trench shuttering. Huddled bodies crouch in their allocated spaces, gathered around stuttering thermal generators, sleeping or kneeling before opened boxes with carved fronts. Children look at him with open mouths before parents pull them away. They do not know him, but they know he is dangerous. These people are pinched and wary, curious at the bloodshed beyond their home, but hoping he will pass swiftly. He is an unwelcome visitor in a place he does not belong. The sensation of being a trespasser on Terra saddens him, and he wonders if these people even think of themselves as citizens of the Imperium anymore. He sees the girl in the green dress, sitting with her back to the wall, her knees drawn up before her, and he makes his way towards her, slowly. She looks 20, but is probably younger. Poverty and desperation age people. He keeps his hands in plain sight, palms up. She watches him with eyes that tell him she saw him kill the scavengers.
You have nothing to fear from me.
You promise?
Her desire to believe him almost breaks his heart. Nagasena twists the sash at his waist, holding the lacquered scabbard, as though offering it to her. Her eyes widen at the workmanship, and he knows she will never see anything this beautiful again.
This sword is Shujiki. In one of the dead languages, it means honesty. The man who gave it that name bound it to me with a promise to live by that principle. I am not a good man, and I have done many terrible things in my life, but I have never broken that promise.
She searches his face for deceit, but finds none, and the tension in her taut body visibly relaxes.
You saw him, the Legion warrior.
Her face crumples at the memory, and Nagasena waits, knowing it would be a mistake to force the words from her. To see a space marine is no small thing. And to see one make war is to witness killing fury at its most violent.
He is not coming back, if that is what you are afraid of.
You don't know that. I saw him look at me, and he had death in his eyes.
A single tear runs down her cheek, and Nagasena hates that the treachery of Horus has made this girl afraid of the very warriors wrought to win the galaxy in her name.
He will never hurt you.
How do you know that?
Because I am going to kill him.
She looks up, and she gives him a crooked grin at the certainty in his voice.
My name's Akata. He went north, towards the cliffs above the Temple of Woe.
At first Nagasena thinks she must be mistaken. Why would Severian head back to where the hunt began? Then he remembers what Severian wants. And it all makes sense.
Does that help you?
More than you know.
Coming to a decision within himself, he removes a jade cartouche from around his neck. The polished oval stone is etched in gold with the image of a serpentine dragon. He places the cartouche in Ekata's palm and closes her fingers over it.
Do you know the Chitwan path on the southern approaches to the upland work camps?
Yes. At the Primus Gate Barracks.
Take the path until you come to a fork marked with a small cairn of black and gold rocks. Walk the path on your right and follow it uphill until you reach a red-roofed villa with the same dragon symbol on the gates. Present yourself to the mistress of the house, a woman named Amita, and tell her that Master Nagamitsu's pupil wishes you to be treated as a guest until his return. You understand?
Yes.
Her smile makes her beautiful.
Go now, for night is coming, and the Petitioner's City is no place to be after dark.
Ikata stands and unpins the crimson flower from her breast and leans forward to attach it to Nagasena's breastplate.
For luck, a rose head.